Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
And we're going to talk more rugby league now. The Roosters had a good win last night over Manly. 26 points to 18. I think with respect, that score flatters Manly a little bit. They got a couple of late tries. Maybe Boyd Cordon doesn't think that. Let's get him on the phone and ask him. The Roosters legend is there right now. Boyd, welcome to Sunday Triple M NRL.
Hey, guys. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. I have to say, mate, as a Rabbitohs supporter, when I see young Lukey Keary cut a team up like that, geez, I'm filthy. Wasn't he good last night?
Yeah, mate, he's awesome. When I come back to pre-season just after Christmas, and, you know, he's been there for a few weeks already, but just to see him train, how, you know, strong he is in the gym and the way he was training, I just knew he was in for a big year. And obviously coming off that last game, that grand final, he's just built on that this year and he's gone from strength to strength.
It was a bizarre half, the first half last night. You guys were all over Manly. Then the rain started. I don't think I've ever seen more torrential rain at a rugby league game. And you finished the game with two tries. It's amazing game. An amazing game.
Yeah, I know. It was good, mate. Just in the right spot at the right time. But like you said, it you know, pissed down there in that first half for a bit. And,
oh, well, I didn't say that, but you
more or less. No, it was good. It was just come out of nowhere, and lucky enough it held off, but it didn't do much good for our ball handling in the second half there. It was a bit poor and let Manly back into the game.
Boyd, you must have been proud of young Lachie Lamb, a great story. He's a local junior, played all his younger footy with the Clovelly Crocodiles, the son of Adrian Lamb, and I'll tell you what, he had some nice touches once he got out there in the second half.
Yeah, he's good. He's a classy young player, and he's been in our system for a while now, and every year he just gets more confident and confident. You know, I suppose that's come off a lot of his rep games he's had playing international footy with PNG. So he's come up against some world-class players, and I suppose he's just learned off that. And, with the confidence of training alongside Luke Currie and Cooper Cronk, he's taken his opportunity with both hands and looked very sharp when he came on for us.
Hey, boy, talking about taking your opportunity with both hands, I heard your coach come out and say that you're not going to talk about back-to-back, but you're in a very strong position, aren't you? Like, not losing too many players and winning the World Club Challenge, and, you know, everything seems to be ticking along nicely, doesn't it?
Yeah, it has, Gordy. We lost a couple of really good players in Fergo and Naps, but also gained a couple of really good players too, with obviously Ryan Hall coming over and B Moz and also Angus. So look, we haven't lost too much, and it's also really good having Tedesco another year in the system along with Cronk. So hopefully them combinations can keep flourishing, and we've still got a bit of work to do. You know, our attack's been clunky over the first couple of rounds, and I think we just need to hold the ball and build some pressure. But, we're very confident in where we're at the moment.
Just on your attack, Boyd, I think probably what was most impressive about the performance from the club last night was you take Jake Friend out and you take Cooper Cronk out, and you've got Victor Radley starting at hooker and Luke Keary at halfback and Luttrell at 5'8". And I was interested to hear your coach say afterwards that Luttrell's actually spent a fair degree of training over the off-season at 5'8 for this exact reason, that if you do get injuries in those key positions, then this is going to be an option. Is that right? And how has he looked in that time that he's spent playing in the halves?
Yeah, he has. I suppose that's credit to Robbo in forward thinking there. Luttrell has slotted in a fair bit at 5'8", just exactly that reason for last night. And look, he didn't do anything special other than probably his first touch with that 40-20 was pretty nice. But look, he just done his job, and with Friendy and Cooper out, that was a big thing for us, was just doing our job the best we can, and putting pressure on Manly. But I thought he handled that really well, Luttrell. He didn't try to overplay. He played to his strengths, and I thought he complimented Luke really well there in the halves.
Good on you, mate. Here's to your continued success. You got a game this week coming up. You guys have got the Eels here at ANZ Stadium. So, good luck with your preparation, mate. And thank you for your time this afternoon, Boyd.
Thanks, heaps, guys. Thanks for having me.